Please be seated. If I could have any of the kids that want to come up, if you're going to come up, I'm going to have a sermon for you today. Maybe not. Any of the kids, come on up here. Come on up. 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 I guess just have a seat. You can have a seat on the floor. Anybody else? Well, good morning. What do I have in my hand? Water. Is it in a, what's it in? It's a cup. What do you use water for? Nothing? You drink it? What else do you do with it?
Baptize.
You baptize. You're smart. What else do you do with water? You wash your hair. What else can you do with water? Yeah?
You drink it.
You drink it? Anything else? Yeah? You can brush your teeth with it? You can do a lot with water, can't you? And I bet some of you have learned in some science classes or some of your stuff at school that your body's made of a lot of water, isn't it? Did you know that? Like 90% or something like that? So water's really important to us, isn't it? What happens if you go out and you ride your bike or you run around for a long time? Do you get really thirsty?
Yeah.
Yeah. And what happens if you don't get a lot of, if you don't get enough water? You get dehydrated. You might get a little headache or something like that. So water helps us live, doesn't it? It's going to do that. So why do you think we use water for baptism? Anybody know? Asher?
It's because the
to live long and prosper? Maybe. We might watch Star Trek at our house. I don't know. Why else would we use water?
To welcome a newborn child.
To welcome a newborn child, right. But if it's a symbol of washing, so if we were to wash, like, what would I wash off? Might wash off dirt. So part of it is to say, we sometimes can call sin. Do you guys know what sin is? This is a big leap. What's sin? It's when you do something you're not supposed to, right? Or you break a rule or something like that. So we say that we're going to wash off our sins. So we take this and we wash it off. Where do we wash off? Our forehead, right? Is your forehead dirty?
No.
No, but that's just a symbol. So we kind of wash that off. And what do I say when I do a baptism? In the name of the
Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Spirit, right. And so then we're going to have a baptism in a few minutes. So we have McKenna and Reagan and their mom Kimberly are going to be baptized. And so we're going to go back and we're going to bless the water. But there's Bible stories that have a lot to do with water. Do you remember the story of Moses and the Red Sea? What happens? He walks across, right? So there's water there. What about when God creates the world? Is there water there?
Yes.
Do you remember which day?
Birthday,
maybe.
Earth Day,
April 25th. That could work. But there's a day when God says God broods over the water. He makes the water. And so then we know, does Jesus get baptized?
Yeah,
he gets baptized in the Jordan. John, his cousin, he and John are there, and they baptize each other. So that's part of why we make baptism. But what happens once you get baptized? You're kind of part of the family, right? It's a way of welcoming. And there's another thing that we use. What's this?
Wait, no.
Like a stamp? What else is it?
Oh,
I
know
what
it is.
What?
It's kind of like this
oil. Oilish stuff? You're right. So, have you ever been to the dentist when they clean your teeth? They use something like this sometimes, the same thing. Only this isn't dental cleaning stuff. This is oil. It's olive oil that's blessed by the bishop. And this is called the Pyx. And it's blessed by the bishop. And it's made once a year, and it's called chrism oil. And it's for just for baptisms to help us remember the bishop, all right? And also to help us remember Jesus. Because do you know what happened? This is kind of cool. And this is more for the adults. Jesus lays his hands on the apostles, right, and says, go out and baptize everybody, right? And then the apostles go and lay hands on other people. And then that next generation lays hands on other people, And then the bishops start laying hands on each other, and all the way down to our current bishop, Bishop Wolf. And so if you wanted to, Bishop Wolf had bishops lay hands on him, and they had on him, and on him, and on him, and then on them, and 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 on them, all the way back here to when Jesus was around with the apostles. And so it's a way that we connect with that. That's kind of, do you guys understand? There's a piece of cotton in there that holds it in. Isn't it cool? So if you ever need to hold on to oil in something like this, you put a piece of cotton in there. It's good to know. That's an altar guild secret. I'm going to get in trouble for telling you. So we do the baptism, and then people are brought into our family, are brought in to be part of us, right? And so that's kind of a neat thing. So why do you think we should do baptisms? Worship. Okay, what else?
To welcome them.
We want everybody to know about God's love, right? Yeah. And to know that how much God loves them and how much God appreciates them and how much God has a ministry for them, right? And something for them to do. So in a few minutes, you guys are going to get to kind of watch as we baptize McKenna and Reagan and Kimberly. You've been baptized, yeah? Lots of people have been baptized. And so it'll be kind of a great day, won't it? But the most important thing to remember is that this is a symbol for God's love for us. And that God accepts us. Even if we sin, even if we do things wrong, we can come back to God. And God loves us and always wants us to be there. Okay? So can you remember that today? All right, thank you. You guys were great. Can you guys go on back to your seats?
And everybody gets to not so.
So Jesus is on the holy mountain, right? If you go to that place, you can see all the way up to Syria and all the way down to Egypt. And you can see the Red Sea. And for someone who would have been standing on that mountain, you would have seen what was for them the whole world. And Jesus is there. And God says, "You are my son. You are the beloved. With you I am pleased." And his friends want to make a temple. They want to make a holy place, and Elijah and Elisha show up, and they think, this is it. This is the one. And Jesus says, hold on, don't get too excited. We have more work to do. Now, I told you just a second ago with the kids about apostolic succession and our connection to Jesus. And I always think that one of the best days for the church is when we have a baptism, when we bring a new person into the story, because we recall that very place that we heard about in Scripture today. We recall conversations that Moses had with God. We recall God's promises and God's covenant and God's hope for us. The world's a tough place, isn't it? It's not always easy. In fact, the world can be darn right cruel. But if we really listen to what we say today, we're called to be beacons of light, to be beacons of hope in that broken and often cruel world. And a baptism is a triumph. It is for people who are turning to the light and turning to God and proclaiming something amazing. Wednesday begins Lent. And so one of the things that we do at Lent is we kind of give a special focus to our spiritual practices. It's a season that we set aside to study Scripture again, to think and to repent, to work on reconciliation, to get a little closer to God. So I want to challenge you to hear the power of the words that we say in the liturgy today, but then to reflect on God's presence in your life. Maybe you'll give something up. Maybe you'll take something on. Maybe you'll read through one of the books in the Bible for Lent. Maybe you'll decide to kind of focus on a particular kind of fasting. Maybe you'll take up some study. But take it as an opportunity to recall the promises that we hear about today. The promises of God's love for each and every one of us. the promises of God's hope for us. We have a beautiful day today, filled with light and life. The world needs that more than we could ever know. Amen.